I'm Jason Brown with Laughing Parrot Productions and Sierra Wave Media. Here is your Eastern Sierra news. Well, so far, the gray wolf, Yulununi disperser, which the CDFW has been tracking, was on the move north for quite some time. But as of yesterday, the wolf appears to be hanging out in the outskirts of Bishop, California for a second day. As of April 6, two callers from the Harvey Pack have crossed into Oregon. Moving up the hill, Alpine Stove owner convicted of 17 felony counts after stealing over 100,000, victims fully repaid. Alejandro Solorio Calderon of Bishop, California, was sentenced on April 7, 2026 to 300 days in the Mono County Jail and 2 years of formal probation after being found guilty of 17 felonies and 3 misdemeanors from a years-long fraud scheme. As part of the resolution of this case, Mr. Calderon paid $106,123.76 in restitution up front, ensuring that every identified victim was repaid in full. From July 2022 to October 24, Mr. Calderon took deposits from customers without placing or intending to place their orders with distributors. He continued this fraudulent conduct after becoming aware he was under investigation. The scheme did not stop until he was formally charged in December of 2024. If Mr. Calderon violates the term of probation, he faces up to 15 years and 2 months in state prison. District Attorney David Anderson stated, "This case is about accountability. Mr. Calderon deliberately took advantage of his customers over an extended period of time, and today he has been held responsible. Just as importantly, every victim has now been paid back in full. This is a critical part of justice in cases like this." Mr. Anderson continued, "This was not a mistake or a one-time lapse in judgment. This was an ongoing pattern of fraud. Our office will continue to hold individuals accountable when they exploit members of our community." Mr. Calderon was remanded into custody to begin serving his sentence immediately. Assistant District Attorney Lauren Ryerson prosecuted the case. This spring, Access Mammoth invites participants from across California and beyond to experience the freedom of the mountains. A Springtacular, a 4-day adaptive snow sports program taking place April 20th to the 23rd in Mammoth Lakes. Designed for children and adults with cognitive and intellectual disabilities, Springtacular provides personalized ski and snowboard instruction, adaptive equipment, lift access, and a supportive community where participants can build confidence, independence, and connection. But behind every moment on the snow is something less visible: preparation, resources, and community support that makes access possible. Access doesn't happen by accident, said Executive Director Marisha Gerlich. Programs like Springtacular are built through months of preparation and generosity of donors who believe everyone deserves the opportunity to experience the outdoors. Through donor support, Access Mammoth provides scholarships to ensure that financial barriers do not prevent participation. As demand for adaptive programming continues to grow, so does the need for funding to support specialized equipment, trained instructors, and expanded program capacity. Springtacular represents both a celebration of what is possible and a reminder of what is still needed. Community members are invited to support the program by funding participant scholarships, sponsoring adaptive equipment, volunteering during the event, making a donation to expand access year-round. Every scholarship, every piece of equipment, every hour of instruction is made possible by this community. When you support Access Mammoth, you are not just funding a program, you're opening the mountain to someone who may not have otherwise had the chance. To learn more, go to accessmammoth.org/event/springtacular-2026. I'm Jason Brown bringing the news. For more news, always go to sierrawave.net or follow us on Facebook or Instagram at Sierra Wave Media. We're also on that thing called x.com. For 30 years now. Got myself. Since 1996, we've been your local resource for news, sports, weather, culture, and the people who shape it. Talking about the people who shape it, go check it out. We posted 2 videos yesterday, one of Carol Wade and John and one of Katie, showing the Cerro Coso early registration for the fall and summer, as well as puppies and pizza for Mental Health Awareness Month.